Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hi, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 474. We are in the book of James, which in the Hebrew is Yaakov and would more properly be Jacob. It's Yaakov in the Hebrew, but in the English they put James, so go figure. If you have missed some of my shows and would like to catch up on things, my website is www.pastor-steve.com, and you can get the entire spectrum of what I've done on that website. So let's get rolling in the book of James here. We are finishing up, so we're going to be in chapter 4. And this is verse 1. I suggest you take notes, because there's a bunch of notes with this. And then we're going to get into 1 Peter, and you'll want the notes for that too. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of James. Where do fightings and strivings come from among you? Do they not come from your pleasures that battle in your members? Verse 2. You desire and do not have. You murder and are jealous and are unable to obtain. You strive and fight and you do not possess because you do not ask. Verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you asked evilly, in order to spend it on your pleasures. Verse 4, and for verse 4, reference Matthew chapter 13, verse 22, Matthew 13:22, Luke chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, and chapter 14, verse 33. That's Luke 4, 5 and 6, and 14, verse 33. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, Romans 12, 2, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. That's 1 John 2, 15 through 17 for verse 4. Here is verse 4. Pay close attention to this. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with Elohim? Friendship with the world is enmity with Elohim. Okay. Whoever therefore intends to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Elohim. In other words, you cannot live in the world and love the world and love Yahweh as well. It just doesn't work, because Yahweh's order of arrangement has nothing to do with this world. This world is opposite of the way things should be. Verse 5 of chapter 4. Or do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? Does the spirit which dwells in us intensely crave unto envy? Verse 6. But he, speaking of Yahweh, gives greater favor. Because of this, he says, Elohim resists the proud, but gives favor to the humble. Okay, that's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. Proverbs 3, 34. Verse 7. So then subject yourselves to Elohim. Key passage here. Resist the devil or adversary, and he shall flee from you. Here's a big verse, verse 8. Draw near to Elohim, and he shall draw near to you. Cleanse hands, sinners, and cleanse the hearts, you double-minded. Verse 9. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to dejection. Verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Master, and he shall lift you up. Verse 11. Now listen to this. Brothers, do not speak against one another. He that speaks against a brother and judges his brother speaks against Torah and judges Torah. And if you judge Torah, you are not a doer of Torah, but a judge. In other words, don't argue and backbite and backstab among yourselves. Verse 12. There is one lawgiver and judge who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Okay, that's for the regular congregation, but the elders, if they see somebody sinning and they see somebody going astray, are to call them out on it. Okay, you've got to have somebody to keep order. Okay, but this is for the regular congregation. But they had judges and they had elders. Okay. Verses 13 and 14 of chapter 4. You can reference Proverbs 27, verse 1. Proverbs 27, 1. And the wisdom of Solomon in your Apocrypha. Wisdom 2, verse 4. And 5, verses 9 through 13. That wisdom 2, 4, and 5, 9 through 13 for 13 and 14 here. Verse 13, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, let us go to such and such a city, spend a year there, and trade and make a profit. Verse 14, when you do not know of tomorrow, for what is your life? For it is a vapor that appears for a little and then disappears. Verse 15, instead of your saying, if the master desires, we shall live and do this or that. In other words, Yahweh permitting, we will do this or that. Verse 16. But now you boast in your proud speeches. All such boasting is wicked. In other words, you're bragging on yourself. Verse 17 and the end of chapter 4. To him then who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. That's a startling revelation right there. If you know to do right and you absolutely refuse to do it, you stay in the world and do what the world wants, it's sin to you. Once you know right from wrong, you are to do what is right at all costs, if you are of Yahweh. And if you're not going to do what Yahweh says and you're going to live in the world, it's sin to you. Tough sometimes. I know it's tough on me, man. There are things that would be to my advantage that I don't do because I know it would have to go against the rules. And you just have to persevere and just go by the rules. That's just how it is when you're one of Yahweh's. Beginning chapter 5 of James, verse 1. Come now, rich ones. Weep, crying aloud over the hardships coming upon you. Verses 2 and 3 reference Matthew 6, verse 19, and Sirach 29, verses 10 through 12. That's Matthew 6, 19, and Sirach 29, 10 through 12. Verse 2. Your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-eaten. Verse 3, your gold and silver have become rusty and their rust shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. In other words, you've laid up stuff in these last days and it's all going to burn up. You've wasted your time. Instead of laying up treasure in heaven and doing what is right and pleasing Yahweh, you've tried to please the world and the world is going to burn. Verse 4. And you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. That's Deuteronomy 24, verses 14 and 15, and Jeremiah 22, verse 13. Jeremiah 22, verse 13 for verse 4. Verse 4. See, the wages of the workmen who mowed your fields, which you kept back, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of Yahweh of hosts. In other words, you didn't pay them their wages. You cheated them. You're holding the money. That's your merchants, that's your bankers, that's all these financial people today. They're evil. Verse 5. This is talking to the rich people. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Verse 6, reference Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 through 20. That's Wisdom 2, 10 through 20. Verse 6, you have condemned, you have murdered the righteous. He does not resist you. In other words, you've killed people for money, caused people to die. Other people's lives don't matter to you. He's castigating the rich right here. Verse 7, so, brothers, be patient until the coming of the Master. That applies today. Be patient. See, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. Verse 8. You too be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Master has drawn near. Verse 9. Do not grumble against each other, brothers, lest you be judged. See, the judge is standing at the door. Verse 10. My brothers, as an example of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of Yahweh. Verse 11. Reference Job, chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, and chapter 2, verse 10. That's Job 1, 21 and 22, and 2, 10. And Psalm 103, verse 8. Psalm 103, verse 8. Verse 11. See, we call those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of Job and saw the purpose of Yahweh, that he is very sympathetic and compassionate. Verse 12. Reference Matthew 5, verses 34 through 37. Matthew 5, 34 through 37. Verse 12. But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by the heaven or by the earth or with any other oath. In other words, swear no oath. You go into court, they drag you into court, say, I will not swear an oath. I will not swear. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Reference Matthew 5, 34 through 37. I've done that. Boy, does it make the judge mad. You have to. I said, I do not have to. The Bible commands me not to, and I will obey the Bible, not you. I'll lock you up. I said, then do it. But he didn't do it. Verse 13. Is any of you suffering evil? Let him pray. Is anyone in good spirits? Let him sing psalms. Give praise, okay? Verse 14. Reference Mark chapter 6, verse 13. Mark 6, 13. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the assembly and let them pray over him, having anointed him with oil in the name of the Master. Verse 15. And the prayer of the belief shall save the sick, and the master shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he shall be forgiven. Verse 16. Reference Sirach chapter 4, verse 26. Sirach 4, 26. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another so that you are healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous one accomplishes much. I'll read that again. The earnest prayer of a righteous one accomplishes much. Verse 17, reference 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. And chapter 18, verse 1. That's 1 Kings 17, 1 and 18, 1. And Sirach, chapter 48, verses 2 and 3. Sirach 48, 2 and 3. Verse 17. Eliyahu was a man with feelings like us, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18. Reference 1 Kings 18, verses 42 through 45. That's 1 Kings 18, 42 through 45. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the land brought forth its fruit. Verse 19. Brothers, if anyone among you goes astray from the truth and someone turns him back, verse 20, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the straying of his way shall save a life from death and cover a great number of sins. And for verse 20, reference Proverbs 10, verse 12, Proverbs 10, verse 12, the book of Tobit, chapter 12, verse 9, Tobit 12, 9, and 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 8, 1 Peter 4, 8, and that ends chapter 5 and the book of James. Now we'll be getting into the book of 1 Peter. Okay, we don't know how far we'll get today. I sort of have a schedule made out, but however things go is how they go. Let me get a drink of coffee, and then we'll launch into 1 Peter. And this is written by Peter. He does not just go on without a break like Paul did. Paul's letters are difficult. Verse 1, chapter 1. Kepha, that's Peter, okay, the rock, that's what that means. An emissary of Yeshua Messiah to the chosen. To the chosen. Strangers of the dispersion. They're strange to that land. They're dispersed Israelites. Strangers of the dispersion. In Pontos, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, Asia back then was a different Asia than what we are talking about today. It was covered a different territory. Verse 2. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, set apart by the Spirit unto obedience. Okay, it's stressed. And sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua Messiah. Favor and peace be increased to you. Verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who according to his great compassion has caused us to be born again to a living expectation through the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah from the dead. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, having been kept in the heavens for you. And you can, for verse 4, reference 2 Esdras chapter 8, verse 52. 2 Esdras 8, 52, verse 5. Who are protected by the power of Elohim through belief for a deliverance ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6, in which you exult, even though for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by manifold trials. Verse 7, in order that the proving of your belief, much more precious than gold that perishes and proven by fire, might be found to result in praise and respect and esteem at the revelation of Yahshua Messiah. Reference 2 Esdras chapter 16, verse 73. 2 Esdras 16, 73, verse 8. Whom having not seen, you love, in whom you exult with unspeakable and esteemed joy, yet not seeing, but believing. Verse 9, obtaining the goal of your belief, a deliverance of lives. You will deliver your spiritual life with believing and obeying the teachings of Yahshua Messiah. That's what it's for. Verse 10. Concerning this deliverance, the prophets have sought out and searched out, prophesying concerning the favor for you. Verse 11. Searching to know what or what sort of time the Spirit which was in them was pointing out concerning Messiah, when it was bearing witness beforehand the sufferings of Messiah and the esteems that would follow. Verse 12, to whom it was revealed that they were serving not themselves but you. In these which now have been announced to you through those who brought the good news to you by the set-apart Spirit sent from heaven, into which messengers long to look into. That's angels, okay? Messengers. Verse 13. Therefore, having girded up the loins of your mind, being sober, set your expectation perfectly upon the favor that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Yahshua Messiah. Verse 14. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust in your ignorance. Okay, the former lusts. Okay, don't keep doing what you used to do in your ignorance. Verse 15. Instead, as the one who called you is set apart, so you also should become set apart in all behavior. You have to straighten up your behavior. Verse 16. Because it has been written, be set apart, for I am set apart. Exodus chapter 11, verse 44. and chapter 19, verse 2. Exodus 44, or 11, 44, pardon me, and 19, verse 2. Verse 17 of chapter 1. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, according to each one's work, okay, what you do with your faith is important. Not just saying it, but doing it. According to each one's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear. You're sojourners here. You're not permanent residents here. This is a temporary testing ground, okay? We're sojourning. That's what we're doing. We're visitors. Verse 18. Knowing that you were redeemed from your futile behavior inherited from your fathers, not with what is corruptible, silver or gold. Verse 19. But with the precious blood of Messiah, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless. Reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 17, verses 21 and 22 for verse 19. 4th Maccabees 17, 21 and 22. Verse 20. Foreknown, not predestined, Yahweh knew us beforehand, indeed, before the foundation of the world. There's another witness or foreknowledge. Foreknown. Verse 20. Foreknown. Before the foundation of the world. Okay. But manifested in these last times for your sakes. Verse 21. Who through him believe in Elohim, who raised him from the dead and gave him esteem, so that your belief and expectation are in Elohim. Now he goes on to explain this. Verse 22. Now that you have cleansed your lives in obeying the truth through the Spirit to unfeigned brotherly love, not fake, true brotherly love. Love one another fervently with a clean heart. Brotherhood's supposed to be a real thing, okay? Verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the living word of Elohim, which remains forever. In other words, you've got a rebirth in Yeshua Messiah, a new life. Verse 24 and 25. Verse 24. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the esteem of man as the flower of the grass withers and its flower falls away. Verse 25. But the word of Elohim remains forever. And for that quote, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. Isaiah 40, 6 through 8. And this is the word announced as good news to you. That ends chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Okay? He's telling them, really love one another. Don't just give it lip service and fake it. In other words, everything that you do in Yahweh needs to be real. It can't be make-believe like they do in these Judeo-Christian churches. And they, oh, I love you, brother, I love you, brother. And then they go out and they do business deals and try to stab each other in the back in business and just fake. It's got to be real or it's not holy. Here's chapter 2 of 1 Peter, verse 1. Having put aside then all evil and all deceit and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil words. Okay, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the unadulterated milk of the word in order that you grow by it. Verse 3. If indeed you have tasted that the Master is good. Okay. Verse 4. Drawing near to him, a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by Elohim and precious. He's the cornerstone, okay? Remember that? Verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a set apart priesthood, to offer up spiritual slaughter acceptable to Elohim through Yeshua Messiah. No more bulls and goats. It's not necessary. He was the final sacrifice. Verse 6. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Because it is contained in the scripture, see, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he who believes on him shall by no means be put to shame. Verse 7, reference Psalm 118, 22. Psalm 118, 22. This is what I was talking about a minute ago. Verse 7, this preciousness then is for you who believe, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That's Psalm 118, 22. Verse 8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock that makes for falling. Isaiah chapter 8, 14. Chapter 8, verse 14. John chapter 3, verse 36. John 3:36 and Hebrews 3, verse 18. Hebrews 3:18. A stone of stumbling and a rock that makes for falling, who stumble because they are disobedient. To the word, to which they also were appointed. Let's talk about Israelites that are falling and stumbling because they wouldn't obey. All right. Now they have it right in the scriptures. All right. There's a lot of notes for this particular verse, so I'll give the notes after the verse. Verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a set-apart nation, a people for a possession, that you should proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, verse 9, the first part, a chosen race. Okay. Then a royal priesthood and a set apart nation and a people for possession. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Exodus 19, 5 and 6. And Deuteronomy 10, verse 15, Deuteronomy 10, 15, that's the chosen race part, and Deuteronomy 4, verse 20, Deuteronomy 4, 20, a royal priesthood, Isaiah 61, verse 6, Isaiah 61, verse 6, we've got Deuteronomy 4:20, Deuteronomy 7:6, and Deuteronomy 14:2. Okay, a set apart nation. Exodus 19 verse 6. Okay, I gave that Exodus 5:19 and 6. A people for a possession, Isaiah 43:21. Okay, and it has Isaiah 43:20 and 21 in my notes. Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Titus 2:14, and Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Now we go to verse 10 of chapter 2. Who were once not a people, but now the people of Elohim, who had not obtained compassion, but now obtained compassion. Reference, Hosea chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Hosea 1, 9 and 10. And Hosea 2, verse 23. Hosea 2, 23. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 16. Isaiah 63, 16. Isaiah 64, verse 8. Isaiah 64, verse 8. Isaiah 65, verse 1. Isaiah 65, verse 1, and Romans chapter 9, verses 25 and 26. Romans 9, 25 and 26. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. Verse 11 of chapter 2 of 1 Peter. Beloved ones, I appeal to you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lusts which battle against the being. Again, he calls them sojourners and pilgrims. Okay. Verse 12. Having your behavior among the nations good, because they're in dispersion. Okay, these are people that are sojourners in these other nations. Having your behavior among the nations good, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, let them, by observing your good works, esteem Elohim in a day of visitation. Reference Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew 5, 16. Verse 13, be subject to every institution of man because of the master, because it reflects on him, whether to the sovereign as supreme, that's a king, verse 14, or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of doers of evil, and a praise for those who do good. All right, now what he's talking about here is a righteous government. You are to obey the righteous laws of a righteous government. But if you've got a government in there that's of the adversary, and they are ordering you to kill babies and do this and eat pork and doing all that, you are not to obey that. You are to obey the word of God first. And if the word of man does not conflict with the word of God, then it's fine. But if it does, you are to follow the word in the scripture before the word of men. Especially in these last days when these governments are satanic. We're not supposed to obey satanic commands. Verse 15. Because such is the desire of Elohim that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Verse 16. As free, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for evil, but as servants of Elohim. Verse 17, respect all, love the brotherhood, fear Elohim, respect the sovereign. Verse 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the crooked ones. Verse 19, for this is favor, if because of conscience toward Elohim anyone bears up under grief, suffering unrighteously. Verse 20, for what credit is there in enduring a beating when you sin? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure, this finds favor with Elohim. Verse 21, for to this you were called, because Messiah also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Boy, oh boy. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. And 1 John chapter 8, verse 55. 1 John 8, 55. All right, that was back in the day when they used to beat their servants. Okay. Today, the evil that we are confronting kills us. The parameters of contact have changed. We are Yahweh's battle axe and weapons of war, and we are entering into the last days in the battle against evil, and we must defend ourselves. If they had a bad servant or a bad master and he beat them for nothing, it made the master look bad and him look righteous back then. But today, we're not supposed to be in actual servitude. We are in debt slavery, but today they kick your door in and shoot you full of holes. If you even say something, they lock you up if you say the wrong thing or think the wrong thing and utter something on the internet. A lot of these countries are locking people up. We've seen that lately. Verse 22. When following his steps, verse 22, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Okay. Isaiah 53:9. John 15:10. Second Corinthians 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. 1 John 3, 5 for that verse. Verse 23. Who, being reviled, did not revile in return, suffering did not threaten, but committed to him who judges righteously. He gave himself up to the Father. Isaiah 53, verse 7. Isaiah 53, verse 7 for that verse. Verse 24 of chapter 2, who himself bore our sins, Isaiah 53, verse 4, in his body on the timber, so that we, having died to sins, might live unto righteousness. Romans 6, 2, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 on that. By whose stripes you were healed, Isaiah 53, verse 5. So that's Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Romans 6, 2, and 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2. Verse 25, for you were like sheep going astray, Isaiah 53, verse 6. Isaiah 53, 6. But have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your beings. And that ends chapter 2 of 1 Peter. I don't really have enough time because of all the notes that I have to give to do chapter 3. So the next show will be chapter 3, 4, and 5 of 1 Peter. I will end the reading for today, play a little music. And then I will join you on the next show. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Thank you. I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night 'cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up. Hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about him soon. Show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to Eurofolkradio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.